Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So relax and take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. Today's passage comes out of Luke chapter 23, verses 34. 42, 43, and 46. I will be reading out of the Amplified Bible to help with deeper meaning and context. Okay, Luke 23 and several verses here, 34, 42, 43, and 46. And Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they divided his garments and distributed them by casting lots for them. Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come in your kingly glory." And he answered him, "Truly, I tell you today, you shall be with me in paradise." And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And with these words, he expired. These verses cite the last words Jesus spoke while he was being crucified. While he was being crucified, he asked God to forgive those who were crucifying him. While he was being crucified, he forgave one of the other men being crucified and told him he would see him in heaven. While being crucified, he verbally gave his spirit to God and his commission was done. Jesus' reason for coming was to save the lost. He came to forgive and set people free. He interceded on behalf of those who put him on the cross, asked God to forgive them, and he is still interceding for us today. He granted forgiveness to the man next to him on the cross, and he still forgives us today. If he forgave even the people who put him on the cross and a convicted felon, then he will most certainly forgive us. When I don't feel worthy, these verses offer me comfort. When I don't feel loved, these verses offer me comfort. When I don't feel anything at all, these verses offer me comfort. There is nothing I can do that will separate me from the love of God and his Son. There is no place I can hide from their love. Today, I am in awe at the grace that the Lord offers me and will receive the forgiveness that I need. May you find that the Lord is anxious to forgive whatever is plaguing you, and may you live in peace today. Blessings be to you. And now for our prayer. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for sending your Son to save me from my sins. Thank you for his unrelenting love for all people. Thank you for his sacrifice that reaches even me some 2,000 years later. Thank you for the suffering that he willingly stepped into as he walked determinedly to Jerusalem to finish his mission. Thank you for choosing me to know you, Lord. Thank you for holding me up as I tend to feel unworthy of your love. Thank you for not letting go, Lord. Help me stay yours, Father. Keep me yours. Help me do your will with the determination that Jesus did your will. Help me walk boldly into your calling for me. Help me not grow weary from the task. Strengthen me, Father, and pour your wisdom into my soul so that I act out of your spirit and not my own. Help me to do all that you have for me to do here, Lord, and then swiftly bring me home. Help me bless someone this day, and thank you for hearing my prayer. God's response back to me, "My Son's sacrifice is for all people, past, present, and future. His sacrifice covers us all, Lord. Thank you," was my response back to him.